Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of James, chapter number 4, and in verse number 8 the Bible says, "Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you." And that's our thought this week, drawing nigh. Drawing nigh. On Monday we talked about verse number 7 of James 4 that says, "Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you." And we mentioned that drawing nigh requires commitment. And on yesterday, our text verse, "Draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you," we found that drawing nigh requires closeness. And then today, we're in the second part of verse number 8, where the Bible says, "Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." And I want to say today that drawing nigh requires cleansing. And I think that these thoughts here are in order as we come down the line. First, a commitment, and then a desire to be closer, and then certainly cleansing that comes with it. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. And the scripture, when you talk, the Bible talks about hands. Hands are what bring about the action. We act with our hands. And so the Lord is dealing very much with our actions. There is a popular myth that is going around today that says it doesn't matter what you believe, or better than that, it doesn't matter what you do as long as you believe right. That's what I was trying to say. It doesn't matter what you do as long as you believe right. Well, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says, "Cleanse your hands, ye sinners." It's not very complimentary, but that's what the Bible says. Ye sinners, cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Deals with our actions. And then it says, "Purify your hearts, you double-minded." Well, same thoughts implied here, a cleansing. Cleanse your hands, purify your hearts, you double-minded. The word here for our hearts and for double-minded, the word "minded" here, it has the idea and takes on the thought of the soul of man. So I said, well, what is a soul? Well, the soul is the mind, the will, and the emotion of an individual. And the Bible says that we're to purify our hearts, and it calls us, it says, ye double-minded. This word "double-minded" here is where we get our word that we use for having to do with the mind, psychiatric or psycho, or to psych someone out. It all comes from the same root word here, and that's what the word "minded." And then when it says "double-minded," it actually, in the scripture, it carries with it the thought of dual psycho, almost, if you will, like schizophrenic, a dual personality, but a dual psycho. In other words, having two minds, not just one mind, but having two minds. And of course, the scripture teaches that a double-minded man is unstable in all his way. The book of Psalms, chapter number 119, verse 9, the Bible asks, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." That's the key. How do you cleanse your hands? How do you purify our hearts? How do we do that? You sinners, you double-minded. How do we draw nigh to God, that he might draw nigh to us? Well, we do it by cleansing. We cleanse by cleansing our actions and by cleansing our affections and our hearts and our double-mindedness. And how do we do that? We do it by taking heed thereto according to thy word, according to the psalmist. If we're serious about this thing of getting close to God, it requires commitment. It requires a desire for closeness, and it requires cleansing. And I don't know of a soul today that does not have things in their life, and in mine as well, that we could not cleanse in order to get closer and thereby show our commitment to the Savior that we desire to draw nigh to. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that you'd burn within us, each of us, the desire to draw closer to you, and help us to realize that it is attainable and it is possible according to thy word, in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.